This is Stuart Bunnell with the Shawn FM News for Tuesday, September 12th. The wildfire season in the Northwest Territories refuses to let up. Over the weekend, hot, dry, and windy conditions led to significant growth to the west of Hay River. Fire Information Officer Mike Westwick said that air tankers were dispatched Monday morning to slow growth towards the hub of the north. Eastern growth is the main concern for this fire, as it has already expanded as far north as the southern shores of Great Slave Lake. Defenses protecting Hay River held all weekend, which Westwick called great news. Westwick went on to say that NWT Fire is using all the resources at its disposal to contain the fire and protect the structures in the community. The Yukon Supreme Court approved a class action lawsuit by parents and students of Jack Holland Elementary School last week. The lawsuit, which names the Yukon Department of Education as the defendant, alleges that students at the Whitehorse School were subjected to holds, restraints, and seclusion between 2007 and 2022. Yukon Supreme Court Chief Justice Suzanne Duncan said in her decision that 9 or 10 class members would be enough to justify the lawsuit. James Tucker, one of the lawyers representing the plaintiffs, is expecting that there will be many more than 10 plaintiffs in the case. His estimate is that the number of plaintiffs could range from 50 to as many as several hundred people. And the Yukon Prize for Visual Arts Celebration Weekend begins this Thursday at several locations in Whitehorse. The biggest event is the gala at the Yukon Arts Center on Saturday, where the winner and recipient of the $20,000 prize will be announced. One of the six finalists is Cole Pauls, a Tahltan citizen and Champaign Anajiac First Nations comic artist and illustrator from Haines Junction. In an interview with Shawn FM, Pauls shared his thoughts on being recognized for his work through the Yukon Prize.
It feels pretty surreal. Mostly because, you know, Yukon art is finally getting a platform where we can really shine and celebrate each other's accomplishments because, you know, my work practice is in comics and, not always that, you know, indigenous comics get celebrated in the comics world. So it feels very humbling to, get recognized and, you know, have some attention towards what I'm doing.
Pauls has three book collections. His newest, Quandor, is a personal collection of short stories from his life growing up in Haines Junction and was the majority of his pitch for the prize. His second was a collection of his Pizza Punks comics that were originally published in Lucky's comics newspaper, Dunk. His first book, however, is best described by the artist himself.
The first one is Doc Quad Warriors, which is a language preservation comic where this evil pioneer and a cyborg Sasquatch, they're trying to take over the world. And I call them my two native Power Rangers, the Wolf and Crow, and they protect the world and they fight their enemies with their culture.
First Nations artists face unique challenges as they showcase their work. One challenge that Pauls continues to experience is the incorrect assumption that all First Nations art is the same.
When I'm at a comic convention and people see my work, you know, if they're aware of other Indigenous artists, they might say something like, "Oh, your work is a lot like Michael Nicole Yagawanas, who's Haida, or Gord Hill is Kwakukwato." And in my eyes, you know, it's like I see my comics as Tahltan comics and as Southern Shoshone comics, and they're completely different to those other Indigenous creators making comics. And it's because of, you know, artistic style, it's because of our vision, it's because of the subjects we talk about. Yeah, there is a lot of people just, you know, they kind of assume that you can group First Nations all as one person. And, you know, that's not the case. We're all individual nations, we're all individual people with our own accomplishments and skills.
Challenges aside, Pauls has a message for aspiring artists looking to become professionals. No matter your style, go for it.
You know, if you're a painter and you love painting landscapes and you can have clients that can do that, then keep those landscapes coming. But, you know, if you're like me and you want to make comics about Indigenous culture and incorporate history and knowledge and make it kind of more accessible and more back to the public world, you know, reach out to your community members, reach out to your family, reach out to your elders, and, you know, start those collaborations now because, you know, we never know how much time we have left on this earth, big or small, So, you know, if you see an opportunity, I say you should seize it.
Cole Pauls is one of the 6 Yukon Prize for Visual Arts finalists. His work is on display now at the Yukon Art Center, along with the works of the other finalists. That's the Shone FM News for Tuesday, September 12th. To read stories from this and previous newscasts, visit our website, shonefm.com/news. If you have a news tip, you can reach the news desk through our email, news@shonefm.com. For Shone FM News, I'm Stuart Bunnell.